once again from the North Pole, I'm Mel Frakemer at the North Pole News Desk for SantaUpdate.com. The snow continues to fall at the North Pole for the 38th consecutive day today. While the North Pole gets a lot of snow simply because it's the North Pole, some here are starting to wonder if it will affect things for Christmas. Joining us now to talk about this is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how much snow is in your yard?
My yard is completely buried by the stuff, Frank, and, well, I'm totally okay with that. I love it. It nicely covers up all the weeding I didn't do and the trimming I don't want to do. My yard's perfect right now, Frank.
Crash, you make it sound like the snow is no big deal.
Well, it is no big deal, Frank. I mean, what are you going to do about it? The North Pole's been here for thousands and millions and gajillions of years, and nobody has ever lived here except Santa and his elves. And you know why? Because it's just not a safe place, Frank. Santa's found a way to make it a safe place, and it works for him.
Actually, Crash, that brings up an important question. The most persistent question we get, especially from the children, is about coming to the North Pole. Why can't kids come to the North Pole, Crash?
Oh, I know, Frank. I get that question all the time. Santa gets that question all the time, too. But no matter how often we explain it, some kids just have a difficult time understanding that Santa just can't come to their house and put them in the sleigh and bring them up here for a visit. It's a little sad, to be honest, but it's because it's something people really want to do. But they talk about it like it's something that would be easy to do, and it's not easy to do. Santa doesn't have time to play shuttle driver, Frank. If he did that, he wouldn't be Santa. And riding in an open sleigh at 45,000 feet is cold, Frank, and it's dangerous. There isn't a mother on God's green earth that would let her child ride in an open sleigh with no seatbelt. It just isn't going to happen. And if Santa did get someone in a sleigh with him, do you think he's going to fly like he flies himself? Oh, no way. Santa would be afraid of that person falling out of the sleigh, so he would go really slow so that wouldn't happen. That would make the sleigh ride take hours and hours and hours, and at that altitude and those temperatures, facing the wind and the rain and the snow maybe, well, a person would be miserable when they arrived at the North Pole. There's the issue of what they'll do once they get here, Frank. This ain't a garden spot. There are many reasons normal people haven't moved here and started building shopping centers, Frank. This is Santa's workplace, a place of serious elf business. Some people think it would be great to see, but we don't even have hotels here, or restaurants for them to eat at, or other things people would like to do when they travel. It's just not a good idea to come to the North Pole, Frank.
Thank you for that answer, Crash, but honestly, I don't think it will stop the kids from writing in to ask about it. And I don't blame them. I think getting a ride from Santa and coming to the North Pole would be pretty cool. I understand why they write in that question.
Well, I tell them to talk to their mom about it first. Most moms will just smile at their kid and say, well, maybe someday, or, well, I understand. But what they're saying on the inside is, there's no way I'm putting my kid in that sleigh to take them to that place. Their hurdle in coming to the North Pole isn't Santa or me or you or anyone else, Frank. That hurdle lives with them, and Santa knows it.
You really expect me to tell kids that they can't come to the North Pole because their mothers won't let them?
Well, it's true, Frank. Santa and moms are pretty tight. Besides, a child growing up doesn't get to a lot of places simply because they aren't grown up yet. It's normal, Frank. The North Pole is just one of those places.
Good point, Crash. We will try to continue to explain this to the kids as best we can, but I would remind you that our work here of sharing news of the North Pole is made exactly for those people, including children, who cannot come here to see it for themselves. From the snowy, windy, and cold North Pole, I'm Mel Frakemer, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.